North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 19, 2020.
Bracing for an onslaught of laid-off workers, lawmakers on Wednesday eased rules for unemployment claims for those left jobless amid aggressive precautions to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Christian Wade writes this in today's Salem News as their statehouse reporter. Tens and thousands of Massachusetts workers have filed for unemployment insurance claims in recent days. This is Governor Charlie Baker.
Regarding unemployment insurance, I just signed emergency legislation to allow new claims to be paid more quickly by waiving the one-week waiting period for unemployment benefits. The Lieutenant Governor and I would like to express our thanks to the legislature for turning this legislation around quickly. This important change will ensure that we can get much-needed unemployment assistance to workers who are impacted by COVID-19. Our administration is now ramping up operations to make sure that we can respond to the significant spike in unemployment claims. Our Labor Department's deploying additional employees to work on processing that large volume of claims. Although, as we have said before, if people can apply online, that is preferred.
Governor Charlie Baker. On Monday, there were nearly 20,000 claims filed, according to the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development.
The Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department is offering pickup and delivery services for residents identified as higher risk of serious health complications should they contract COVID-19, or for those who are self-quarantined. This includes the delivery of groceries, prescriptions, and over-the-counter medicines and vital supplies. Individuals who have been identified as being at a higher risk are advised to avoid large crowds, and they are older adults or anyone with chronic medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or lung disease. Manchester-by-the-Sea police officers will be able to pick up and deliver items like food, medicine, and other vital supplies for those who do not feel comfortable going out to do so. Officers will be unable to pay for the items, however. Out of an abundance of caution for the health and safety of the residents and the officers, items will be delivered to the front door of the home, and officers will not enter the home. Residents will be notified when the officer arrives so they can get the items immediately. In an effort to continue practicing social distancing strategies effective immediately, all citizens are asked to make all non-emergency reports and inquiries to either department by telephone or email rather than in person. The Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department can be reached at 978-526-1212 to set up deliveries and for all non-emergency matters. As always, please call 911 for any emergency. Officers will continue to respond as normal. Anyone who calls the police department dispatch centers and is experiencing any flu-like symptoms should notify the dispatcher on the phone. Dispatchers have been instructed to ask symptom-related questions of callers. The medication and sharp drop-off program has been suspended until further notice. The Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department would like to remind residents to be vigilant of potential scams around COVID-19, like requesting donations or selling products claiming to cure, prevent, or detect the virus. The department is aware of one Medicare scam some residents have received and would like residents to remain vigilant.
In addition to a Lynn church, the town of Marblehead and the city of Revere have reported the first presumptive cases of the coronavirus on Wednesday. Gayla Colley and David McClellan write in the Daily Item of Lynn that a member of Lynn's St. George's Greek Orthodox Church tested positive for COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus. Parish Council President Arthur Argyros confirmed that on Wednesday. In Marblehead, the Department of Health says that a patient was doing well Wednesday and is isolated at their home. In Revere, there's been one reported case of the coronavirus, but the city said Wednesday the expectation is that the number will rise as testing becomes more widely available. No further information on that resident was released. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting on his website, tartalk.com. Out of an abundance of caution due to the spread of COVID-19 in Massachusetts, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection and the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office are suspending enforcement of the requirements for retailers to accept beverage containers that have a deposit, effective immediately until further notice or until the current state of emergency is terminated. This action is being taken because many grocers, supermarkets, and other retail operations have indicated that they are overwhelmed with an unprecedented volume of customers purchasing provisions so they can spend time at home to help in the effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Temporarily suspending enforcement of these requirements will allow individual retailers to assess their operations and, if necessary and appropriate, shift staffing to enable smoother operations. This action will also limit any contamination that potentially could occur from staff handling used beverage containers. Customers are encouraged to hold on to their deposit containers for redemption at a later date or to recycle those containers with existing household recycling. Mass DEP and the Attorney General's Office will assess the situation on an ongoing basis and notify grocers, supermarkets, and other retailers when redemption services must resume and the temporary enforcement suspension ends. You can read more about this at tartalk.com.
In Salem, three families have been displaced by a fire that broke out shortly before 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday on Willow Avenue. Julie Manganis writing in today's Salem News, the fire quickly went to three alarms but did not result in any injuries, and the 10 occupants were able to escape the building. In Peabody, the Salem News reports that state police responded to a two-car crash with a rollover on Route 1 northbound. The crash involved a 2019 Toyota RAV4 and a 26 Mazda sedan and prompted the closing of the left lanes on both the northbound and the southbound sides of Route 1 at the Dearborn Road. Both vehicles had to be towed from the scene.
Jim Sullivan's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Stop and Shop and Market Basket stores are offering special senior citizen shopping hours starting Thursday, March 19, so older people can buy groceries and keep the recommended distance from others during this time of concern about the spread of coronavirus. Stop and Shop will only be allowing people age 60 and over in to shop every day from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Market Basket said on its Facebook page it would have special shopping hours from 5:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for people age 60 and over. For Stop and Shop, company president Gordon Reed posted on Facebook, "Now more than ever, it's important we come together as a community to support each other during challenging times." More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by msonewsports.com. You can always email us by using our email address, msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody.